The following program, Normal Show Live, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate for the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate or encourage any illegal activity and advise all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws by visiting normal.org, N-O-R-M-L.org. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers of Normal Show Live are their own and do not necessarily reflect the philosophy and policies of Normal. Listener discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it,
and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think we need to rethink and decriminalize our marijuana laws.
To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws presents.
We love the
Herb. Normal Show Live. Marijuana Nation. Now, here's your host, Normal's Outreach Coordinator, Radical Russ Belleville.
Good afternoon, tokers and tokettes, and welcome. It is Thursday, February 24th, 2011, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Welcome to the show. We are having ourselves a good time today. We have upgraded here in our studio to a brand new server box that we're using, donated by Damon Alexander. So thank you so much for that, Damon. Still trying to get all the kinks worked out. I was up till 5 in the morning trying to get this all set up, and I'd say it's about 85% good. We're at about 85% right now, so bear with us. And also doing a yeoman's job here, putting up with all of this change, is the wonderful Ganja John.
I benefited from it. I got a new video card out of it.
So. That's right. You got a new video card, and you got the new Ganja John cam.
New Ganja cam.
That's
you
right.
Guys like that.
Here's what's fun about Ganja cam is we can zoom in on old Ganja cam here. It'll be a lot of fun. We can get the up close and personal.
There you go.
Oh, there.
Show off my shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also joining us from our virtual studio in beautiful Grastoria, Oregon, is our own Cannabis Gary.
I like the shirt on the ground.
Thank you.
So we are surviving Snowpocalypse 2011 here in Portland, Oregon. It's been tough. We've been drinking our own urine, and we ate the dog as we've been holed up and unable
Roscoe's
to go anywhere.
Gone.
Yeah, Roscoe's gone because I was up till, like I said, 5 in the morning, and when I went to bed, it was snowing, and there was maybe a fluffy little inch on the ground, maybe, and then I got back up today at about 9, and it's gone. The roads are clear. It's perfect. It's beautiful.
Aww. It's dry.
You don't have any snow on your grass or anything?
Maybe not much.
I pulled up, there wasn't.
I think we got more snow than you then in Astoria. It looks like a Christmas postcard right now. It's beautiful.
How nice. All right. Well, folks, on today's show, we got a bunch of great stuff coming up for you. John Doe Radio with our Groovin' Thursday music is coming up pretty soon. At half past the hour, we're going to speak with Candace Hawes from Orange County Normal, also with Apothecary Genetics and GGECO University. They've got new classes for medical marijuana for growing and understanding the law, classes being done completely in Spanish. So as part of our Latino outreach, we're going to talk a little bit about that, but in English. No Spanish this time. Also at 45 past, a little bit of radical rant time, or perhaps we'll have Adam Ross from the film Cash Crop with us. We're still working out the connection details with Adam. Otherwise, I'll give you a rundown of some miscellaneous news stories I found that all deserved a little bit of a mention. But before we get to that, we get our hemp headlines from Cannabis Carry. What's in the news today?
Well, today we're going to report on the hearing yesterday on the Washington Bill 5073 that a lot of the tokers got to listen to live in the second hour. We're going to run that down for you. Also, two states, one has approved a study and another one is looking to repeal their medical marijuana law, and some news from the sports world, all coming up in your hemp headlines today.
All right, good stuff. We'll bring that right after this first break. Make sure you check out our advertisers and support them. They help to support us and make this show possible. Coming up tomorrow, Danny Danko with our Cultivator's Corner, and on Saturday, a bandwidth upgrade, better quality Normal Show Live, coming at you Monday. We're right back after this.
You're listening to Normal Show Live, the voice of the Marijuana Nation.
It's In today's busy world, we're inundated by advertising for all types of pharmaceuticals that come with a laundry list of potential side effects. Shouldn't you have better medical choices? Natural alternatives to pills pushed by Big Pharma? At Alternative Medical Choices, you could choose natural, safe, and effective alternative therapies that are right for your budget without nasty side effects. Cannabis, or marijuana, has been a legal medicine in the Pacific Northwest since 1998. Our doctors will help determine your qualifications for a medical marijuana recommendation in Oregon, no matter where you live. Our massage therapists will ease your aches and stress with soothing hemp seed oil or cannabis-infused massage salves. We also offer acupuncture, Reiki, and other alternative health therapies. Call Alternative Medical Choices in Portland, Oregon at 503-288-5579 or visit our website at www.altmedchoices.com. We specialize in out-of-state recommendations. That's www.altmedchoices.com or call 503-288-5579.
Normal National Conference 2011, Denver, Colorado, April 21st through 23rd.
I'm not a crook.
When President Nixon declared war on marijuana smokers, Normal was founded by a young lawyer named Keith Strupp. And now, in our 40th year, Normal is coming of age as states begin discussing outright marijuana legalization.
Entirely legitimate topic for debate.
Join us in Denver, Colorado, the day after 420 for our 40th annual National Conference. You'll learn about marijuana law, cannabis science, and the grassroots activism necessary to end prohibition. Set in the Mile High City, America's cannabis capital. Special guests include medical marijuana pioneer and Harvard Emeritus Dr. Lester Grinspoon, U.S. Congressman Jared Polis, and Normal founder Keith Strupp. Normal National Conference 2011, coming of age in Denver, Colorado, April 21st through 23rd. It's the true Rocky Mountain High.
Medical marijuana, industrial hemp, consumer cannabis. It's time for this week's Normal News with Cannabis Carry.
In the Washington State Legislature yesterday, the Senate Committee on Ways and Means heard testimony for the comprehensive Senate Bill 5073, a bill that intends to clarify the Washington State medical marijuana law. The committee was only considering the fiscal impact of the proposed bill, but the testimony often ventured into the territory of the legality of dispensing medical marijuana while it is still illegal under federal law. The bill is sponsored by Senators Jeanie Cole Wells, who testified, along with Senators Delvin, Kaiser, Regala, Flug, Murray, Tom, Klein, McAuliffe, and Chase, an unprecedented number of senators, all Democrat, to sponsor a cannabis law reform bill. Since the first read of the bill on January 12th, there have already been a few amendments added, some redactions and changes along the way. The proposed law will legalize points of distribution for medical cannabis, something that already exists in the state with a number of dispensaries and farmer market type outlets, but is currently not quite legal under the law. House Bill 5073 says that qualifying patients will have access to an adequate, safe, consistent, and secure source of medical quality cannabis. The bill also puts clear language into place that patients cannot be discriminated against based solely on their medical cannabis use, and healthcare professionals can authorize the medical use of cannabis without fear of state, criminal, or civil sanctions. The bill has a section addressing licensed producers and licensed processors of cannabis products that would fall under the jurisdiction of the Department of Agriculture, and licensed distributors that would be licensed by the Department of Health. There are many who testified on behalf of the bill, including Allison Holcomb, the director of the Washington ACLU. She urged senators to move the bill forward and not let it stall or die in committee. One member asked how it was possible that Washington State could regulate something that is illegal on a federal level or collect tax revenue on an illegal substance. Holcomb responded that it was based on the fact that we have separate administrations for law, dual sovereignty, and noted that the other state jurisdictions in the U.S. where marijuana is legal and sold with impunity from the federal government. Seattle City Attorney Pete Holmes, who ran for office last year with a promise to not prosecute marijuana cases, also testified on the bill's behalf, telling the committee that this particular time in political history was a good time to reform marijuana laws. He noted the Attorney General memo from 2009 that called on federal prosecutors to leave state legal medical marijuana alone, saying that that was a clear nod for states to expand their rights in the matter. Ezra Eichmeyer from the Washington Cannabis Association also spoke to the committee, reporting the low estimates of potential revenues for the state at $300 million. Now, testifying against the bill was the Police and Law Enforcement Association that repeated that they were not against medical marijuana, but did not like the commercial language of the bill. Now that the testimony is finished up, the bill is scheduled for an executive session in the Senate Committee on the Ways and Means today at 1:30 p.m. for consideration by vote.
That was a great hearing that we had yesterday as well. For those of you who missed it or listening on the podcast, we streamed it live during hour two. And I would encourage people listening to the podcast to check out some of our live shows because we get notice from our listeners about a hearing that's taking place online or a protest or some news or whatever that might be happening. And we oftentimes will use that as stuff to show live on the show. So check it out. And the way you can find out the most easily is to subscribe to our Twitter feed. Just follow our Twitter feed. @normal_show_live, and whenever we're going to go live to one of those hearings, you'll know right about it. It's great to see these things too, because it gives people an idea of what their democracy is all about and how average people can go participate and testify and make a difference here. We had this hearing in Washington. We also had a hearing in Oregon yesterday that a lot of activists went out to, and we'll probably tell you more about that tomorrow. But this is good news, good stuff to have people testifying, and we'll bring more of that to you here at Normal Show Live.
Indiana is the latest state to approve a study on their own marijuana policies, including costs on the state's criminal justice system and potential regulation and taxation options. The study will be mandated by Senate Bill 192 that was approved this week by a Senate vote of 28-21. State Representative Tom Nolman, a Republican from Liberty, said in testimony last week that he would like the opportunity to try marijuana to relieve the pain he suffers due to multiple sclerosis. He told the Committee on Corrections, Criminal and Civil Matters that prescription pain medications often do not provide much relief. If the Indiana House agrees with Senate Bill 192, the Criminal Law and Sentencing Policy Study Committee would take up the issue later this year and make recommendations of the medical uses of marijuana, the decriminalization of possession of marijuana, and controlling marijuana with regulated sales and taxes.
Wow, it's amazing to see this going through in Indiana. I mean, I know it's just a study and all, but this is just an amazing change. I've got friends who are from Indiana that tell me all the time that it's one of the harshest places politically for cannabis law reforms, for cannabis consumers, for activism in general. So the fact that they even want to study the situation is pretty amazing to me. It just goes to show you that this is starting to sink in places you'd never expect it. I mean, we've got Idaho Normal, we've got Indiana passing these Senate bills. We got Oklahoma looking at medical marijuana. This is a really good time to be involved with marijuana law reform.
And following Montana's lead, a New Mexico lawmaker has now introduced legislation to repeal New Mexico's 4-year-old medical marijuana law. Santa Fe Republican James Smith has introduced House Bill 593 that would completely repeal New Mexico's existing medical marijuana laws. The law that allows qualifying patients to legally possess medical cannabis was passed legislatively, only the fourth to do so. The 2007 law was initially approved by the legislature and signed by Democratic then-Governor Bill Richardson. There are presently 3,200 patients allowed to legally consume medical cannabis, with estimates that as many as 2,000 of them are veterans. The state has also licensed about 25 facilities to produce and dispense medical cannabis. The program has had very little complaints from the general population and few reported abuses. Nevertheless, Representative Smith says that the law sends a mixed message to youth that there are other alternative medications available. Smith admits that he is not a medical doctor, but he has done his research, referring to the DEA website that says that there are other options available. He tells KOB Eyewitness News that the medical marijuana program is sending the wrong message to children, telling them, quote, I'm compassionate about our most vulnerable citizens, our students. I believe it's a disservice to our kids to tell them that something like marijuana is good for you, and I would like to see the law abolished, unquote. A spokesperson for Republican Governor Susana Martinez has said that the governor would sign the bill if it makes it to her desk. Although shortly after the election, Governor Martinez said that medical marijuana would not be a legislative priority for her administration in 2011, prior to her election, she said that she would work to repeal the medical marijuana program in New Mexico because it is still illegal under federal law. We are urging any listeners in New Mexico to contact their representatives and let them know that you do not want House Bill 593 to go any further. If you have friends or family in New Mexico, we ask that you contact them as well to tell them about this bill.
And then there's this side of the equation where we've got Montana and New Mexico authoring bills now, submitting bills to just outright repeal a program that's still very popular with the people. The latest poll out of Montana shows about 3 out of 4 voters in Montana want it to keep the program the way it is or amend it, you know, fix it a little bit, but only 26% supporting repeal in Montana. I imagine the numbers are probably pretty much similar in New Mexico. And, of course, the representative who spoke here, it's completely obvious what his problem is. It's a moral issue to this guy. Has nothing to do with there being abuses in New Mexico or, you know, he says it sends the wrong message to children. You know, what is that message? The truth? That's the wrong message we want to send to the children, is that cannabis is a medicine and that it can be used medically for many conditions? What kind of message do you want to send here, guy? You want to send him, you know, lies? You want to continue to send him the reefer madness that hasn't worked and has had kids smoking weed since the 60s? I mean, the message to send the kids is the truth about cannabis. That's what we need to send. And this part where he talks about there's other options available for people. Well, sure there are. There's all sorts of other options available. If you've got severe chronic pain, you can use cannabis, or you can use Dilaudid, or you can use Vicodin, or you can use OxyContin. There's all sorts of great options out there. The problem is, those other options that you're referring to are incredibly toxic. They're laden with side effects, and they pretty much turn you into a zombie. You're in a stupor for most of the time. That's no way to be living your life. Yes, there are other options, and the other options suck compared to cannabis.
The Titan World Wrestling Entertainment Group has decided to enact harsh penalties on their athletes if they are caught smoking marijuana or any other synthetic marijuana substitute. They have raised the fine for their employees and sports entertainers who test positive for marijuana to a hefty $2,500 plus probation. The new policy has resulted in the number of WWE wrestlers using marijuana dropping to an all-time low, according to the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, a monthly print newspaper that reports on all things wrestling. It has been reported that many of the wrestlers involved in the WWE have been smoking the synthetic marijuana substitute Spice to beat the scheduled and random drug tests that they are required to take. Most of the wrestlers are now avoiding the real stuff because of the crackdown and many random visits to their homes by testers, or a required but random trip to a drug testing facility. One wrestler called the number of tests he has been recently asked to take as unprecedented. Multiple infractions of the WWE drug policy will lead to you losing your main event status or even your job.
Well, you know, we wouldn't want anything to affect the integrity of the honorable sport of professional wrestling now, would we? We got a problem with pro wrestlers smoking pot? Really? That's an issue. That's a big problem. These guys are all bulked up on the greatest steroids money can buy, but we got an issue with them smoking pot. That's the problem. They're in arenas day after day, looked up to by young children, beating each other with tables and chairs and jumping off of ladders and having the scantily clad WWE divas in there pulling hair and all of these show plots that they have that are just full of sexual innuendo and all this graphic stuff. But the problem here is we don't want the wrestler smoking pot. We wouldn't want the kids to find out that the wrestler smoked pot. We want to make sure we keep these guys and gals up on a pedestal where they're the kind of role models that our kids can look up to. Are you serious here? Look, I know a few of these professional wrestlers. Rob Van Dam's been a guest on our show. We've met a few others, and these guys love smoking the weed. And when you consider the kind of job they do, and the kind of, you know, soreness and the pain that they're dealing with on a day-to-day basis, and the monotony of traveling from city to city and being on the road and being away from people, what better stress relief could you ask for these guys? I mean, if you're going to crack down on the marijuana use, you know that what you're going to get is more spice use, more use of other drugs that aren't as detectable, and of course more drinking. We're gonna have these big wrestling guys out in the bars now, out in the nightclubs and stuff, getting wasted on booze. Let's let the wrestlers smoke. Let's let all the professional athletes smoke. Look, if it was going to affect their performance, if it was going to affect their ability, their health, their athleticism, they wouldn't be doing it. There's a reason why professional athletes from the NFL, from the NBA, from Major League Baseball, and World Wrestling Entertainment, even Olympic swimmers, like to use marijuana because they know their body is their paycheck and they can't do anything to jeopardize that. So when it comes time to make a choice, they make the intelligent choice, the least harmful choice of using marijuana, and we ought to respect that.
Never expected a mini rant on wrestling, but might as well take a break.
There's a first time for everything. Hey, folks, having fun here in the new studio. Thanks for putting up with the sound. We'll get it all fixed. Back in a minute.
It's 20 after the hour, and we have to take a short break, if you know what I mean. Please support these sponsors who support Normal Show Live.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? Reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would say to South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
High in the Rockies. For the first time ever, High Times is hosting the Medical Cannabis Cup in the Mile High City, Denver, Colorado. Come to the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup. There'll be cultivation seminars with High Times editors Danny Danko and Nico Escondido, plus other experts and cannabis celebrities. Attend activism seminars with leaders of the medical marijuana movement, including advice on how to start your own cannabis business. Meet industry leaders in medical cultivation, hydroponics, smokable glassware, hemp products, dispensary supply, cannabis accessories, and more. Plus, Medical Cannabis Cups will be awarded to the best indica, sativas, concentrates, and edibles entered by legally operating medical marijuana dispensaries and growing collectives. And don't forget Saturday night when the Medical Cannabis Cup will host the extravaganza with surprise musical guests. The High Times Medical Cannabis Cup, April 2nd and 3rd, 2011 at Exto in Denver, Colorado. Visit MedCanCup.com for details. Be part of the growing cannabis industry. Come to the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup in Denver.
It's time for your daily Toker Tunes, the best in 420 friendly music from all genres that uplifts, entertains, and informs the public. Today we bring you tunes for Groovin' Thursday, our salute to all the dopest beats and killer rhymes that we find in the best of rap, hip-hop, soul, R&B, and funk. Brought to you by the John Doe Radio Show in Denver, Colorado. Accurate and informative marijuana reform news and entertainment. Available on the THC Media Network and JohnDoeRadio.com. If you'd like to submit your song to be played on Normal Show Live, send it to us at stash@normal.org. Now here's some more great independent marijuana music for today's Daily Toker Tune.
All right, folks, we're kind of calling an audible here today because we got some special music. We turn things over to Ganja John for the explanation.
I get to do the Thursday tune.
Yeah.
It's my dream job. next week we're going to have the Dirtball on the show, and he has a new album out called Nervous System, and we can't play any songs from Nervous System, but we can play a preview of the album. So we're having him next Friday, sounds like?
I think it's next Friday, yeah.
Next Friday. And the album is out, I believe, March 1st. You can pre-order it now at subnoise.fm/pre-order. And without further ado, here's a Dirtball.
You are now in the nervous system. Hold on to the handrails tightly. There are no safety restraints on this ride. Welcome to the party.
Yeah! Ha-ha-ha! Who's the motherfucking cracker now? About it, life ain't like a box and anything is fucked up. Whoever said it wasn't me to get sucked up, cause they was lying to your face, fucking to the fullest. Yeah. Firing like a blank bullet, not afraid to pull it. The card you dealt, feel like a fat belt, right upside the head, back into reality. I help myself, come on. Nobody else can tell me how I'm gonna finish. Diminish all the doubters, pledge allegiance to the powers. Yeah. Yeah. Damn, out of sight, out of mind, out of line, out of anything a motherfucker yeah. bring my way. I'm out of time, out of space, out of fear. Bit of happiness, hear me when I say no longer mild, man, a panic, rabbit, organic, titanic, of a force, please come play. My playground full of fat sound.
common strength. Put him in the OR by the wrist. I feel the face with a brand new twist on her. Give me the knife and the caliber. I am about to begin. Me into dissecting the brain of a hater that heckled and told me no love to the end. Now here he lays under the blade of a killer that pushed to the edge. Tender the holes that are dug by the hedge. Twist the waters they dredge. You will never be found and never be able to breathe again.
That's the Dirt Ball from Suburban Noise Records, Cottonmouth Kings. This is Normal Show Live. Keep it right here, yeah.
Make peace with the hater, cause I'm hate beat. Make peace with the hater, cause I'm hate beat. Make peace with the hater, cause I'm hate beat.
He's dropping like rainfall.
He's dropping like rainfall.
He's dropping like rainfall. Haters dropping like rainfall.
Yeah.
Haters dropping like rainfall.
Come on.
Haters dropping like rainfall.
Come on.
Haters dropping like rainfall. Haters dropping like rainfall. Haters dropping like rainfall.
I'm sick of older, fast-talking gaming. I'm sick of motherfuckers, no, I'm not gonna name them. Why you gotta be hustle-blocking, provoking, shaming? Every single corner of my house I'll be framing. Yeah, I'm lit up, pissed, and heated to the boiling point. Even a joint can't bring me back around. I put up flyers all over town, they get ripped down. A jealousy disease is infecting my town. I'm hate-bait, better sharpen your hooks. Why am I here when you be giving me looks?
What's that?
You backstab, I crack crab up in the grind. I'm feeling fine, doing mine.
What?
I'm hate bait, better sharpen your hooks.
Come on.
Why am I here when you be giving me looks?
What's that?
You backstab, I crack crab up in the grind. I'm feeling fine, doing mine.
What?
Dangerous, I'm sticking it up like Donkey Kong. Bad to bone, be moving on. Out of my way while a carpet bomb. You got a problem with these beats I'm rapping on. And strapping on like a motherfucking arsenal, my word be born. Yeah, I've seen it all before. I've seen it on the floor. Can't trust nobody with the minimum amounts of hate. It's rapping law. Look it up, page 8, number 91. It says right here that hate are gonna be everywhere under the sun. And no, it ain't fun. I'm tired of little punks bashing. Little punks thrashing. Little punk, get up off my passion. Artists in action, you be a fraction of what I am. Use a fucking distraction. So give me a bottle of the best of booze. I know that I best choose the better path. They gonna feel my wrath, but I best not move forward too fast. I'm gonna get me some revenge while I put them on blast.
I'm hate bait, better sharpen your hooks. Why am I here when you be giving me looks? Get backstab, a crack crab up in the grind. I'm feeling fine, doing mine.
What?
I'm hate bait, better sharpen your hooks. Why am I here when you be giving me looks? Your backstab, a crack crab up in the grind. I'm feeling fine, doing mine.
What?
It's hate bait. They love me if they could.
Yep.
But I guess they can't just cause they ain't from my hood.
Nah.
I'd stab you if I could, but I just can't. I'm killing you for sure without a shank. Now why the fuck they run when they hear the gun? I guess they not knowing where I'm coming from. D-ball, D-ball, you safe up in this mix. Cause me and my clique, we love to run tricks. And flip on punks, they love to talk shit. Beat gets out of quick, fool, I'm fully equipped. Patient as fuck, just waiting for another hit. No internet MCs, y'all get the lead. Shit. Smash, bash, boom, we clear the room. On any little bitch, boy, faggots, we bring the doom. To all your motherfuckers, this be the rebirth. Claiming the biggest catch, every hater on earth.
Got him. I'm hate, better sharpen your hooks.
Come on.
Why am I here when you be giving me looks?
What's that?
Your backstab, a crack crab up in the grind. I'm feeling fine, doing mine.
What?
I'm hate, better sharpen your hooks.
Come on.
Why am I here when you be giving me looks?
What's that?
Your backstab, a crack crab up in the grind. I'm feeling fine, doing mine.
What?
You want a copy of that song for your iPod? Check out the Daily Toker Tunes at the Stash blog by surfing to stash.normal.org and choosing Media, and then Toker Tunes from the main menu.
Starfish Designs, makers of the original Gandalf.
I'm Radical Russ, and when I want to relax, I always have my 17-inch long original Gandalf from Starfish Designs nearby. The hand-blown borosilicate glass is strong and easy to clean, and the design is sleek and sophisticated. Starfish Designs are available from Bend, Oregon at a glass retailer near you. For locations, call 541-788-GLASS. That's 541-788-4527.
As High Times Senior Cultivation Editor, I'm often called into the field and asked to sample or even identify exotic strains of marijuana in their natural habitat. Now, for the first time, I've compiled more than 120 of my favorite strains into this single field guide designed to fit into your pocket as you travel the world in search of your favorite plant. From a friend's closet grow room to the wilds of Northern California, this single guide covers all of today's best-known strains, plus heirlooms and throwbacks, including High Times quality photos and information on each variety's genetic heritage and growing characteristics, plus my personal notes on aroma, flavor, and potency. So this is Danny Danko, author of the official High Times Field Guide to Marijuana Strains, wishing you good times and great ganja.
The effects of marijuana prohibition are felt by all Americans in every walk of life, regardless of race, creed, color, religion, social status, wealth, gender, sexual orientation, or even one's use or non-use of marijuana. As the Marijuana Smokers Lobby, Normal hears the stories of these average Americans and brings them to the attention of our policymakers and our fellow citizens in this segment we call Normal Newsmakers.
Welcome back, everyone. Half past the hour, and we welcome back to our show from beautiful California, Candace Hawes from Orange County Normal. Candace, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good today. How about you?
Doing great. Glad to have you here on the show. You know, we had you here just a little while ago about that Laguna Hills conference, and you've stayed busy because you've got another thing to announce here. You've moved up into a new position with Apothecary. Tell folks about what you're up to.
Yeah, Apothecary Genetics and Gecko University is taking on new people in new positions to get the word out about our company and about some of the things that we're doing. And I'm doing their public relations, so spreading information about our genetics, about our research, and about our online cannabis university that we have. And recently, we just made all of our classes available in Spanish as well. So we're now the first online cannabis university that has classes available in Spanish. And the Spanish population has so far been an underserved market because there's millions of Spanish people out there that use cannabis, but we don't cater to them.
How's the reaction been so far? Are you getting a lot of hits on this, these Spanish language classes?
Yeah, we actually just unleashed these classes about a week ago. So, you know, it's people have been starting to go there and check it out. Right now we're just making sure that we get the information out there. We're going to try to go into those Spanish communities and pass up some pamphlets because we really need the Spanish population to start getting involved in the movement, to start helping each other use this medicine safely and legally. Yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's something that's been on my list for a long time is getting more Latino involvement in the movement. It's odd because we find Latinos of most ethnic or racial groups use cannabis much less than African Americans or whites, and yet they get locked up a whole lot more for it than do white folks. And still, we don't see Latino folks getting involved so much in the movement. It always seems kind of strange to me. Like you'd want to if you're being disproportionately discriminated against that way, you'd want to do something about it. What's been the reaction as far as your outreach there in California in working with the Latino community? What kind of things are Orange County Normal and Apothecary doing aside from these classes to get more involvement?
Well, you know, the Spanish population is a huge part of the, you know, the population out here. And so we've had a really good response from offering the Spanish class. Everyone that's heard of it is like, oh, that's a really good idea. You know, I'm glad that you're catering to that market because we need to start including those people. You know, a lot of the population in Orange County lives in Santa Ana, which is, you know, heavily a Spanish population. And we need to get the people in that community active. We need them to be on our side, you know, to go to those city council meetings, you know, to spread the word. And so it's been really positive. I think they want to be included and that we just need to open the doors and make it easy for them to become part of our organization, part of our group, part of our community.
All right. We're speaking with Candace Hawes from Orange County Normal. And I know that we've got the springtime coming up here, March, April, and so on. What are some of the events that Orange County Normal will be involved in that people should be looking forward to?
Oh, yeah. Orange County Normal stays really busy during the summer. We hold rallies about every month at a different beach in Orange County. At these beaches, we choose a place that's heavily populated. We have a lot of people coming and going, a lot of people that are coming to California for vacation, because that's a great place for us to come into contact with people and spread our information, to give them education and booklets. So we have probably three or four rallies at Laguna Beach, which is beautiful, and also at Huntington Beach, right in front of the pier. Huntington Beach is probably one of the busiest places in Orange County when it comes to summer outdoor activities, and so we're able to communicate our message to thousands and thousands of people every day. Besides that, we also participate in a lot of concert tours. Hopefully we'll be able to be on the Warped Tour this year. And, you know, things and activities are always popping up, and we're always trying to be part of them.
Oh, yeah, you're doing a great job. We always love reporting on what's going on there in Orange County. And, of course, one of the continuing stories that's going on down there is the dispensaries and the counties that are trying to regulate them and make changes to them. What's the latest happenings there in the dispensary industry?
Oh, boy, yeah, you're right. The dispensaries here in Orange County do have a lot of stuff going on, and it seems like every city is kind of treating the dispensaries differently. We have Lake Forest that has filed civil lawsuits, and the dispensaries have remained open in the year between because that court date hasn't even happened yet. Whereas in Dana Point, because the civil lawsuits weren't happening fast enough, the city there decided to go after the collective on code violations, which is really, really scary because I think that could be the next step that the city start using to close down the collective. And then there's also cities like Santa Ana, and they just serve their collective's notices to cease and desist, but then they never do anything after that. So it's quite odd how every city treats the dispensaries for collectives differently. A lot of them have bans, and the collectives still open anyways, and the cities don't really enforce their bans. So it's kind of really the Wild West out here. We're having a lot of court dates and city council meetings that we have to go and get support to. It seems like sometimes things are really mellow and they die down, and then like all of a sudden all the cities just start, you know, kind of fighting back against these collectives, and we need to like gear up and start getting active again. So yeah. Right now it's one of those times. Definitely.
Yeah, everything seems to go cyclically here with respect to the people that are shocked by the dispensaries. Another story that we've been covering, and I know this applies to a couple of the large dispensaries up in Northern California. I'm wondering if you've heard of this affecting people in Southern California, and that is the IRS doing the major audits of Harborside and some of these other places. Is that something that's happening in your area too?
Well, we don't have any collectives that I know of in this area that are being audited, but there is one collective that is being charged with sales tax evasion, amongst a couple other things. So, I mean, that is along the same lines. You know, these collectives have to start being more careful on how they keep their books, how they're paying their taxes, because now the government's starting to take notice of that. In fact, at the California Normal Conference, which was on January 29th, a representative from the Board of Equalization came and made a statement to the collective owners and all the activists out there that they are going to be starting to keep a better watch. They're going to be starting to investigate to make sure that all the collectives are following, you know, the laws and the Board of Equalization requirements and stuff. So I think we're going to be starting to see a lot more of that because they put us on notice that it's going to start happening.
Yeah, it's going to start happening, definitely, and people need to be very careful and make sure they're following the laws. We don't want to make our community look bad by being sloppy and giving them the opening to, you know, say bad things about us. So definitely mind your P's and Q's, folks. You mentioned the California Normal Conference. Tell us a little bit about that. Who was participating, and what sort of accomplishments or agenda items did you guys cover?
Okay. Well, the California Normal Conference was sponsored by California Normal, and OC Normal just attended it, but we were really pleased by the quality of the presentations given by the speakers that were there and how there was so many interested activists that attended. We had 300 people. The auditorium was totally full, and it received such a great response that I think California Normal is throwing another conference in L.A. on March 19th. It was really interesting, though. Half the day was medical, and we talked about, you know, the challenges to the collectives and to the medical marijuana companies and to the patients. And then the other part of the day was looking forward what we're going to do for legalization in 2012. So I was really glad to hear that we're going to work together as a group. It seems that Omar Figueroa, who is one of the normal attorneys, is going to be taking the lead on this initiative, and that he's already wrote a draft bill up, and that they're asking for the help of the medical marijuana community and everyone, you know, to draft something that we can all support. So I was really pleased, and if anything, you know, I was glad to go to the conference and hear about that, because I'm really, you know, supportive of the location.
Yeah, and I'm really happy to see the states, the state normal chapters putting on these statewide conferences. I always feel that normal's the perfect group to kind of be the umbrella to bring in all these other voices to try to focus our message and to speak with one voice. And I think the California Normal Conference that just happened, the Missouri Normal Conference I'm headed to in March, these are all great steps forward. As far as activity with OC Normal, will we be seeing you guys in Denver at the national conference?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We are all really excited about the Denver conference. That's my hometown. And, yeah, I'm just really excited. I can't wait.
I didn't realize you were originally from Denver. How long did you live there?
I lived in Denver for, like, 17 years, so I still consider that my home more than California. And one day I'll return there, I think.
What moved you to California?
You know what? I originally came here to go to school, and then I, you know, as the story goes, I bought my financial aid because of marijuana, and I got involved in this movement. You know, I started Orange County Normal. I worked at the doctor's office, and that's all kind of kept me in California.
Yeah.
So who knows when I'll return? How about when we legalize?
Yeah, there we go.
Then I can retire, and I'll go home.
So you'll end up retiring in whichever state legalizes first, California or Colorado?
That's right. Yep.
Hey, that's a good bet. That's as good a plan as any. Candace Hawes from Orange County Normal, one of our hardest working, longest serving normal chapter heads, now working also with Apothecary Genetics and GGECO University. Give folks contact information if they're interested in those Spanish classes, OC Normal. Tell them how to get in touch with you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If you want to find out about Orange County Normal, it's our organization spelled out, orangecountynormal.org. Apothecary Genetics is a great website. We've got lots of different interactive tools and links, and that website is Apothecary, A-P-O-T-H-E-C-A-R-Y, genetics.com. And then for our Gecko University, which has online courses available at the intermediate and advanced level individually, you could either take a whole course or just one class at a time, and also the Spanish courses can be found at www.ggeco.com.
Ah, shouldn't that be Gecko?
I know, hon. It's God's Green Earth College Online.
God's Green Earth College Online. Candace Hawes, thanks so much for joining us here on Normal Show Live, and good luck with everything that you're doing.
Okay, thank you, Russ.
76% of Americans no longer support arresting and jailing marijuana smokers, and nearly as many support the medical patients having access to medical marijuana. And over 80% of our citizens now believe the war on drugs is an ineffective failure. So the question is, when will the government's misguided war on adult marijuana smokers finally end? When? Simple. When you and your like-minded friends, family, and coworkers get involved with an organization such as the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, also known as NORML. My name is Keith Stropp, and I founded the organization in 1970. Contact us at NORML, toll-free, 888-67-NORML, or by visiting the organization's up-to-date webpage at www.normal.org.
Want to legalize marijuana? Prove it. Join Normal today at NORML.org, and your donation will help us spread the growing truth about cannabis. Free speech ain't free, you know.
Free the ganja tree, it's the healing of the nation. Free the Cali weed, good for meditation. Free the pot smokers, they're in a delight. Lighting up the chalice, they will keep no malice.
But don't you hear the marijuana?
Come on, say,
free the marijuana.
Hear me say,
free the marijuana.
Come on, say,
free the marijuana.
You want answers?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You want answers?
You have offended my family.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
And you have offended Shaolin Temple.
You can't handle the truth.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Oh, folks, not so much of a rant today as maybe just a half-hearted whine. I'm exhausted today.
Musings.
Some musings,
radical
some thoughts here.
Musings.
That's right. Or what did we call it yesterday? Ganja gripes?
Ganja gripes.
Ganja gripes. Yeah, folks, I want to, first of all, thank all of our fans out there that are sticking with us through the technical issues that we're having with our upgrade. And just by chance, today is show number 666. That's right. That might be the problem. Maybe it's Satan. But anyway, thanks. We're going to get this fixed. Also, in hour two, the stream might go down as we're trying to fix a couple of things. And also, we're just going to be running mostly music in hour two. I have an oil change appointment for the Jeep I got to get to by 3. So
I'm going to stick around.
Yeah, we're going to
stick around till 3. And
we'll have Ganja John here running the stream and everything, and it'll all be good. But I did want to take a look at a few just miscellaneous stories that, you know, kind of fell through the cracks and, you know, we didn't talk about, but some stuff that I think needed to be covered. One of our chatters in the chat room brought up this link to NBC Philadelphia. The headline here is, a cop kills dog during raid on wrong house. Philadelphia police officer shot and killed a dog at a West Philly residence he mistook for the target of a drug raid. Officer entered the wrong home on the 4200 block of Pensgrove Street Wednesday night when a dog in the house bit the officer on the ankle. The officer shot his gun 4 times and killed the dog.
Wow.
So, cop gets the wrong address, walks in your house, your dog bites him on the ankle, he kills your dog. Oops, sorry, wrong address. Yeah, that's the drug war that we're living under here, when these kind of things are going to happen. And speaking of getting shot, also another story that I caught from the Washington Post, and this one's a little more serious. Off-duty Montgomery officer shoots man in leg during traffic stop. An off-duty Montgomery County police officer shot a man in the leg early Wednesday during a traffic stop as the man reached for his waistband, police said. Officers later realized that he had stashed bags of marijuana there. He did not have a weapon, police said. They pulled this guy over in Toyota Corolla. There's 4 guys in the car. The cops could smell pot in the car. As he called for backup, a guy in the back seat jumped out of the car and ran. The Montgomery officers arrived. A police dog began searching for the man who fled. The park police officer was handcuffing the driver while an off-duty officer was talking to the men in the car. One of the men in the back of the car got out, and officers said, reached for his waistband. The off-duty officer ordered the man to comply with commands he refused to obey and then fired her weapon, several times, hitting him in the leg. The man's injuries were not life-threatening. He's a 20-year-old man charged with possession with intent to distribute and other related counts. But again, you know, because marijuana is illegal, here's a guy who's freaking out. He's panicking. He's got, you know, some baggies in his waistband. He knows it's going to be, you know, big-time charge if he gets caught. And, you know, does something unwise trying to reach for that and gets himself shot. This doesn't need to happen, though. You know, with legal marijuana, it's not a big deal. You don't have to hide your baggies of weed. You could have them in your backpack. You don't care if the cops are pulling you over. People getting shot, dogs getting shot, and all because of mistakes. I mean, here's a mistake. The cop didn't know that it was just baggies and it was not a gun. So, you know, shoots the guy in the leg. The dog in Philadelphia, oops, wrong address, just a mistake. But these mistakes can't happen unless we have this structure of the drug war for them to happen within. And that's why it's so important that we continue to fight for marijuana legalization. And I want you to remember these stories and bring them up the next time someone is kind of giving you a hassle about being a marijuana smoker or being a marijuana reform activist. That happens. You know, we get, like, not taken seriously. You know, people, what do you do? Well, I'm working for marijuana legalization. Oh, yeah, so you want to get high. Yeah. Well, yeah, sure, I don't mind getting high, but it's so much bigger than that. I can get high without being an activist. I was getting high for 20 years before I, you know, 15 years before I started being an activist. We're not going to stop getting high. The reason we get into this activism, we volunteer our time and we're up till 5 in the morning and we're, you know, working for little or no pay. The reason why we do these things is not because we like to get high. We're getting high already. It's because we don't want to see any more dogs shot. We don't want to see any more young men getting shot. We don't want to see more massacres in Mexico. We don't want to see people who are sick and sense threatened and disabled and dying denied one of the best medicines they can use. We don't want to sit back anymore and watch our planet boil and watch the rainforest be torn down and pollution belched into the air when we can make hemp cars like we talked about yesterday, when we can grow crops for hemp, for hemp seed. We can feed the world with hemp seed. It'll grow anywhere. That's why we do this activism. And that's why never be ashamed or never let anyone talk down about your marijuana law reform activism, because it is so much bigger than getting high. We've got a press release coming out for our Normal birthday. Normal's official birthday is Wednesday, March 2nd, next Wednesday. There was some confusion as to whether it was the 1st or the 2nd, but it's the 2nd. Wednesday, March 2nd is Normal's 40th birthday. And in our press release, Keith Stropp, our founder, wrote something that was very poignant about this is a privacy issue. This is a civil rights issue. It's not just about marijuana. Marijuana is a symptom of a much larger fight that we're involved in for civil rights and privacy in this country. So I wanted to leave you with that on this 666 show to make sure that we got that into our hearts. You know, stand up for your activism. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Now, something on a lighter note I wanted to go to, because you remember our friend, our good friend Jeffrey Peterson. Jeffrey Peterson was on the show just a little while ago. You may remember him as fake Gary Busey, right? You remember the fake Gary Busey thing that we did? And he's made it to the news. I don't know if you call it the news. TMZ.
TMZ.
Okay magazine, you know, with the exclamation point. Okay! Anyway, as a story about this young lady, let me see, I'll bring the picture up here. Her name is Natalie, and she's in the news now because she is Charlie Sheen's new girlfriend. There she is. And the reason I bring this up, because I could give a damn about Charlie Sheen's new girlfriend, but it's because check out the magazine, Cali Chronic X. And she was the cover girl. That's her. She's now dyed her hair blonde, but she's the cover girl, and she went by the name Natty Baby. And according to the reports here, she's 24 years old, a former cheerleader, was crowned Chronic Girl 2010. And the reason I bring this up is because Cali Chronic X is Jeffrey Peterson's magazine. That's the magazine. So they quote him here in OK Magazine. Jeffrey Peterson, co-editor of the magazine, told TMZ Charlie Sheen began to, quote, pursue Natalie a few months ago after seeing her on the cover of the February 2010 issue, end quote, adding their whirlwind relationship has been very romantic.
Wow.
So Charlie Sheen's hooking up with the Cali Chronic X girl.
Fake Gary Busey hooked up Charlie Sheen with a girlfriend.
I know, that's awesome. Like, as if Charlie Sheen needs help getting hooked up.
No,
but
no.
It's good to see one of our own, and that's kind of what I guess the controversy here is. Oh, Charlie Sheen hooked up with a bud girl.
A pot smoking
marijuana girl. It's like, so what, but
he's doing way worse.
Other stuff in the news, just random news stuff that I'm going through here. A presidential hopeful, Mitch Daniels, he's Indiana governor. And, we're talking about Indiana passing that study bill through their Senate. Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels, and this is according to USA Today, who's a potential GOP presidential candidate, talks about his past drug use and arrest for possession of marijuana in an interview with his college newspaper. In 1970, Daniels and two roommates at Princeton University were charged with possession of marijuana, LSD, and some prescription drugs without a prescription. After some plea bargaining, Daniels was fined $350. I don't make excuses for anything. Justice was served, Daniels told the Daily Princetonian in a piece published today. I had used marijuana, and I was fined for that, and that was appropriate. The governor of Indiana thinks that his use of marijuana, and don't forget, LSD and prescription drugs without a prescription, and only being fined $350 for it, he thinks that that's justice. Justice has been served. He paid his price. Well, very interesting, Mr. Governor of Indiana, because, I'm going to the Normal website right now, and I'm going to click right here on the state of Indiana, and according to your laws in the state that you govern, possession of 30 grams or less of marijuana is a misdemeanor with a one-year incarceration and a $5,000 fine, although that 1 year can be waived if it's a first-time offense. They can make it just no-jail time, kind of a probationary thing. Mm-hmm. 30 grams or less, misdemeanor, 1 year, $5,000 fine. More than 30 grams misdemeanor or felony, 6 months to 3 years, $10,000 fine. If he had any paraphernalia on him to smoke the marijuana with, that's a civil fine of up to $10,000 in the state of in the state of Indiana. And being present where knowledge of drug activity occurs, just being in a place where people use pot is a misdemeanor, 6 months in jail, $1,000 fine in the state of Indiana. And any conviction on any of these things is a driver's license suspension for 6 months to 2 years. So lucky for you, it was 1970, Governor. Lucky for you, it was Princeton, New Jersey, and not Indiana, your own state, or you'd have gotten fined, you'd have been put in jail.
It boggles my mind that being in a room with pot smokers is illegal.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? Beat them with a bat?
Stop them! Stop that! Stop that smoking! That's illegal, don't you know? Yeah, there's a lot of states. Idaho's one of those states as well. We did the story with, it was 2-3 years ago when John Walters said that the unicorns, finding someone in jail or prisons like a unicorn. We did the unicorn contest, and the young lady who won it from Idaho Falls got convicted on one of those being present where drug stuff happens. Spent like the day before Christmas till the day after New Year's in jail, in the county jail. So
crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, my home state of Idaho, it's against the law to be under the influence of marijuana in public.
Yeah.
You can't look high, or else you can get a misdemeanor for that. So, yeah, so this GOP, this governor, Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels, do as I say, not as I do, that kind of thing, $350 fine. He thinks that was justice. So I say to the governor of Indiana, why don't you push for that kind of justice for the citizens of your state? Why don't you start pushing some bills to decriminalize marijuana in your state like you were able to get away with a $350 fine here? Oh, man. And let's see. Yeah, that's about it on that GOP story. One last story, and we'll cover this more in depth tomorrow, is coming from the Statesman Journal out of Salem. And this is the protests and the hearings that were held in Salem yesterday. On tomorrow's show, we'll have more photographs. We'll have some audio for you. Jen Alexander was down there, one of our hardworking activists. We'll get some information on that. But this was at the state capitol. And I just wanted to let you know what's going on in Oregon, because we did our stories about, New Mexico wants to repeal medical marijuana, and Montana wants to repeal medical marijuana. In Oregon, they don't want to repeal it because they know there'd be, riots.
Yeah.
But they want to try to restrict it so much that it might as well be a repeal for 80 to 90% of the patients out there. Let me give you a rundown of these bills. And again, this is from statesmanjournal.com in Salem, Oregon. SB 645 allows employer to institute drug-free workplace for employees regardless of whether employee has a card. Well, that's kind of the law as it is now anyway, so it's kind of like to be extra sure, I suppose.
Yeah.
SB 646 allows employer to expand drug-free workplace to bar use outside of workplace. Current law does say employers do not need to accommodate use by cardholders in workplace. So SB 646, they want to make it so that you can't, the drug-free workplace expands to your private life.
Right.
Yeah, your whole private life is a drug-free workplace.
Mm-hmm.
SB 708 directs law enforcement and the Oregon Health Authority to develop a system to identify more readily who is allowed to grow medical marijuana and where. This is the kind of thing where they want to have, you're sending in the tax lot of your property and be ready for law enforcement inspections on a random basis, that kind of stuff. SB 777 narrows conditions for which medical marijuana can be used, also requires patient to submit info about conditions every 6 months instead of every year, because, poor disabled patients have plenty of money to go see the doctor every 6 months.
Jesus.
Yes, that's easy. What else we got here? House Bill 2982 requires criminal background check by Oregon Health Authority, bars those with felony drug convictions from receiving or using cards. So if before medical marijuana was legal, you grew medical marijuana to treat your condition medically and got busted and got a felony for that, now that it's legal, you can't have it. That's the stupidest thing. So many people who are involved with marijuana have these felonies because it wasn't legal. So now you make it legal and you don't let them be legal? Well, then what are they going to do? They're going to continue to break the law is what they're going to do. Insane. House Bill 2994 bars grow sites from within 2,500 feet of schools and churches. That's
or church.
Yeah.
Separation of church and state, my ass.
Yeah, yeah. Schools and churches. 2,500 feet. That's like half a mile.
Yeah.
And pretty much in any city, you can't get more than half a mile.
You gotta go rural.
There are all sorts. There's like six more of these things on here. And again, we'll talk about these more in depth on tomorrow's show. Thanks for sticking with us. We're gonna take hour two off today because we got so many audio things to fix. The stream stream will be up and down. If you want to stick around and help us troubleshoot some of the audio, we'll love to have you here. Otherwise, we're going to call it a day. It's been a hell of a day. And it is the 666 day anyway. So
yeah.
We'll be back tomorrow with Danny Danko in Cultivator's Corner and some Rockin' Friday music from Herb Thrasher. See you tomorrow. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Take it on one more time. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth.